Villa Breakfast.
I got a text!
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.
Welcome back to Villa Breakfast, but welcome Dana Carney.
Hello, how are you?
First timer.
First timer on the Villa Breakfast.
But avid listener.
Oh, an avid listener and an avid watcher.
Okay, good. So, let me get your thoughts, because as you haven't been on, you have talked about it in the office, but tell the people, what are your thoughts, your overall thoughts of the season so far?
I think it's a good season. Like, it's, what are we, into week
three? Three, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good as far as seasons go. I think it's going well.
Okay.
Bit of drama, that's what we
Plenty
want.
Plenty of drama.
Plenty of drama, like, that's what you want. So I think, so far, so good. Like, it's early days, as they say. Early doors, as they used to say.
As they say all the time. They're still saying it 3 weeks in, it's early days.
Yeah, so there's
When does it stop being early days?
You know, there's plenty of room for more drama, I think, so.
Oh, yeah, I think it's so, it's far, so gonna good. Kick off. I can't stop doing the accents. Like, I love doing the accents.
I know.
Anyway, have you any favourites so far? Like, characters wise, like fun people that you enjoy watching.
I hate all the lads. I hate them all. I do. I was thinking last night, I was like, who do I like in this? All the lads.
Not one lad.
No, sorry, Fitzy. I love Fitzy, obviously.
Thank you.
Sorry. I should have said that at the beginning. No, apart from Fitzy, I hate all the lads. Yeah, like. I think Samraj probably comes next after Fitzy, because I just think all the rest of them, and maybe Cavan, all the rest of them are just like, I just don't think they care about the girls.
They're just there for fame.
Yeah.
Okay. And for girls? Clout, yeah.
Girls.
Favourite girls.
I like Jasmine.
I'm a Jasmine lover.
Yeah, I do. And I feel like she's like Marmite. I feel like...
Oh, she is, yeah.
You either
love
her or you hate her. Obviously, we don't really get to see much of Fitzy and Lola, but what I see of Lola, I do like her. And
She seems to be like a girl's girl, like has everyone's back.
Yeah. No,
like
she
seems like a good egg.
I like her. Angelista. I like Angelista.
She just seems very quiet. Yeah. I still don't know. I like her.
Yeah.
But she's just very laid back.
But it's funny because I was watching After Sun and Robin was on it, and she said that was her name, wasn't it, Robin?
Yeah.
Jesus, she's not gone a wet week. I think one of the questions was like, oh, who's not coming across like well, or who's not blah, blah, or whatever. But she actually said Angelista is not being shown. She said she's the funniest person.
Really?
So,
oh, no way. Yeah. Oh, I must watch. I haven't watched
After Sun. I
suppose
it's kind of like Fitzy and Lola. Like, we don't see much of them. And like, as you know, from TikTok or whatever, like, Fitzy's gas. So like, we don't really
They're
get
They're going
to.
With
you
the drama more
bits,
so than
not,
the
not
characters.
Much. Other than that, in the girls, I think Jasmine and Angelista, really. I like Ellie.
But she's having a tough time.
She is having a tough time, yeah.
Okay. Will we get into the nitty gritty?
Yes.
My first topic, Fitzy and Lola. They apparently are in love.
Yes. He dropped the L bomb.
Not to each other,
not
but
to
they've,
each other,
they've said it
to the lads.
To the lads, and she said it to the girls.
I know.
I mean, it looked like the same time, but it was obviously the same day, maybe.
Yeah.
I just thought that was mad. Like, maybe it's not, but like, my jaw was on the floor. It's like, whoa. Take it easy. But I suppose they do spend every minute of every day for nearly 3 weeks. No, it is 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not too soon. I don't know.
I was more shocked at them being locked off. Like, what was it? Like, week one?
Yeah.
Maybe start of week two?
That I actually respect, because it's like, I'm committing to this. If it doesn't go well, we'll part ways, but we're not messing around with other people.
I think that's like the first in Love Island history that someone has been locked off that early. Like,
okay.
I think, but...
And
like,
do you believe the love?
I do. I think that they're both very genuine. But is it lust? You know what I mean? Are they just really smitten?
But is it puppy love? Do you know that kind of a way? It's like excited, like we're in this bubble, but like
honeymoon stage.
Is it
love? Is it really going to...
When they come out? I don't know. Yeah. Like, it's very, very quick.
But I do think it's genuine. Like, I don't think that they're playing a game or anything like that, like, you know.
Part of me did question it.
Really?
Yeah. Only because I see Fitzy in a lot of people's drama.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is he stirring the pot for them kind of getting in, not messing up people's relationships, but he's like, do this. And like telling, who did he tell to go up and kiss? He told Simba to go and kiss Mika. And I'm like, why are you doing that? That's going to cause a lot of drama. It's going to upset Angelista. It's not good advice. Like, it's not. I was like, oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So is it trying to like...
Telling, I think he told Yasmin to go kiss Lorenzo as well, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, like he's planting a few seeds. Maybe. Is it like...
And then as well, like, obviously, when he went in and there was a lot of girls coming out saying, oh, I was with him or I was texting him or whatever. So then they were kind of like, oh.
But his sister has come like out and said, well, she's done a few interviews saying that like he might have been texting them, but they're kind of blowing it out of proportion. Like they weren't really together, that kind of thing. Yeah, they're just like looking for a bit of interaction on TikTok. Like they're all just jumping on this Fitzy trend. Yeah. So you believe the love?
I do. Yeah.
Hmm. I'm skeptical, but I hope it is. Like I do. I do like them.
Whether it last, I don't know. But I hope, do believe that their feelings are valid.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. And I hope they are in love. My next question, Aiden. Aiden is just a big question
Aiden
mark
and his
for me.
Hairy nipples, like. You did not see that in last night's episode.
I did, but I didn't want to think about it again. Why but is like, not shaving
I
his
think
nipples?
I don't watch Unseen Bits. But I feel like I probably should, because I'd say all those little bits and stuff are in it, and you probably do get to see people's personalities more and stuff like that. Because you only see those kind of bits when they're getting a text. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, it's like they'll show a little convo and then they get a text, I find. But yeah, we'll leave his hairy nipples aside and talk about his love life, I suppose.
Please.
Well, he keeps calling Yasmin Ellie.
What's that? Three times now.
Oh my God, he's after doing it so
And
many
he
times.
Did it while she was addressing it with him. He said, Ellie, did you just do it again?
Yeah.
Did you just call me Ellie again? I was like, no, he like, there's nothing he can do. He just has to walk away because it's actually so embarrassing.
But like, to do that, she must be on his mind. I think that he just, I don't know. I think he was trying to not be messy by like, you know, staying in a triangle or whatever. But I do think that he defo wants Ellie.
For sure, he said it last night. Was it last night or the night before?
He wants to get to know her again.
Would you be open to it?
Yeah.
Where he was like, I'm not going to fully say that, but I'm going to like float the idea. Yeah. And she was like, I wouldn't say no, but I'm not saying yeah. It was very like, what's going on? But I kind of knew that they'd always come back to try things
Definitely.
Out. Yeah. Speaking of Yaz, what do we think of her? Do you think she's playing a game?
I think if it was the other way around, right? So I think that if Aiden was doing what she was doing, because in fairness to him, even though he annoys me, in fairness to him, he did close it off with Ellie or whatever and was really focused on Yasmin.
Yeah.
And she was kind of just obviously not closing it off with Lorenzo or whatever, and was kind of, it kind of did seem like she was playing both of them a bit. And like, then she obviously kissed him or whatever. And I feel like there was no real reaction from anybody else even. But I feel like if it was the other way around, if it was Aiden doing it with somebody else, there would have been,
they would have been mad.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know about her. I just think
her feelings towards Lorenzo should have been strong enough to do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, they seem very like, meh, they're not really bothered. But even Lorenzo about her.
But I also think that she's not that bothered about Aiden.
Anyone.
And I don't think that she ever was.
Yeah, no, maybe she just wanted a bit of competition, or like she wanted to come out on top with Ellie, and then she did. And then she was like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
And let me see what's happening. I do think she fancies Lorenzo and I think he fancies her, but I don't know. Like, she's over in this sleepover club now, and like she seems to be interested in this new guy. What's his name again?
Finley.
Finley
from Wales.
We like him.
Yeah, I do. I like him.
Yeah.
He's a cutie.
But I do think she's going to get to know him, and then it's like, what a waste of like all this drama with Aiden for nothing.
I just think Lorenzo, though, like he's lovely to look at, but that man is literally...
I love him.
He's so emotionally unavailable, though. How could you deal with that man? I wouldn't be able. I'd be like, no.
He's just so chaotic. Like, I just love him. He could just come out with anything. But I think he's very, like, honest in that he's like, I haven't a clue what I want to do today, like, tomorrow.
I also think he's so emotionally available.
I think if you were like seeing him, it would be so frustrating.
Who was it? Was it Priya that he was
seeing
or coupling up with? And he literally didn't say one nice thing about her in the recoupling speech.
No, he's a bit of an idiot.
That,
but like,
for me, I was like, you're so emotional.
But I do think he's like a lovable idiot in that, like, there's no malice in him. And he he does have like the girl's back with a lot of things, and like, he doesn't just side with the lads about everything, and he's like, oh, okay, can, like, I ask why that happened? And he see, like, even when Ellie was it Ellie that was crying, and was it Ellie, and he said, can you go check on her? He sent one of the girls to go check on her. It was when, what's his name,
Tommy
kissed everyone. And she went off crying, and he said, Yaz, can you go check on Ellie? I thought that was lovely. And none of the other lads would do anything like that. So I think he is really, really nice. He's just, I don't know if he's ready for a relationship or what his vibe is, but I just love him.
Yeah.
And speaking of Lorenzo, I ship him and Jasmine so hard. I have from the start. But I just think they're always going to come back to each other.
They are. They like each other. They have,
and I don't know what it is that they won't.
They're drawn to each other. Well, I know what.
But
it
what's
is.
What's missing?
That he's emotionally unavailable.
Okay.
100%. Like, if from the beginning she said, "Oh, he annoys me, this, that, and the other." But then when he actually starts to show effort and stuff, she was like, "Oh, I'm attracted to him again." And
yeah,
I like him again.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So it's
right.
Him not being able to express his emotions or able to whatever.
But I think he's getting better.
Maybe it'll take him a bit to come out of his shell or whatever, but, and then maybe we'll see them back together when he does become emotionally available.
I love them.
I do like them together, but yeah, she, I think, deserves more.
And do you like her with Cav so far?
I do,
like, for a 21-year-old, he is quite, like...
You wouldn't think he's 21 at all. You wouldn't think there's an age difference between them. I do like them together.
He's very mature.
I do
like him, and he seems like, well, he's a lot better than Aiden, but he seems like quite a nice lad.
But is he going to slip up?
See, I think that he is nervous that Jasmine is going to do something, so he's doing something kind of to spite her, because he doesn't want to seem like, oh, he's been hard done by, so he's trying to get in there first.
I just yesterday,
because he said he was missing her.
When?
Last night, he said, when he went to the sleepover club, he said, "I'm actually missing her. It's crazy."
Oh, I must have missed that.
You must have missed that.
But he did say to the new bombshell, Tina, who I also think is from Wales. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he was talking to her and she's like, "Oh, are you excited to come to bed or whatever?" And he was like, "Yeah, I'm just worried that I'm going to mess up or something." So I was like, "Oh, what's going to happen now when they..."
Yeah, maybe he's like attracted to her, but I don't think. We didn't get to see them going to bed.
No.
It was the end of the night, yeah.
Yeah.
We will see. We'll see in tonight's episode what happens there. Next up, Simba. Simba, Angelista, Mika, that triangle. I said it before, I've never seen so many triangles in a show ever.
Yeah, there's
they're all sharing each other.
I have a little... I literally had to write down all the couples, and I put little...
They're all branching out from each other.
...out of who's in the triangles and all
there's
that.
There's a lot.
Because I can't keep up. I cannot keep up. But Simba... When Simba came in, I said, this is great. He's coming in to save the day, save Angelista. And that man has gone down to rock bottom in my opinions.
Yeah, I really, really liked Simba at the start. I said it in last week's episode. Yeah. I had high hopes. And yeah, he's kind of crashed and burned, hasn't he?
He just loves the women. He loves women.
He just loves women.
He does. Honestly, like, he came in trying to be like, I don't know, sincere or whatever. And then it just got the better of him.
He was trying to be honest about the whole Mika situation. Why would you say, what did he say to her? It'd almost be better if Mika picked me. Like, I would have been happier if Mika picked me.
He said that.
Is there actually something wrong with your brain?
Yeah.
Like, are you actually
stupid? I know he was trying
to
be honest. I know honesty is the best policy, but...
There's a way to say it, and that was not it.
No, that was not it. But, like,
give your head a wobble.
Of him being kind of disrespectful and stuff. Like, I know he was trying to get to know Mika, and I know they went up to the terrace and they didn't kiss and stuff like that, which was good. But in the kissing challenge, that man was all over everyone.
Yeah.
I was like, is he okay?
I think he thought, like, oh, it's just a challenge.
Arses. He was like
making noises and saying,
yeah, just the comments. I was literally like, oh my god, yeah, was such a,
it was if I was with him, I would have been like, this is icky, like,
oh, 100%. But obviously him and Mika did have a kiss last night's
episode,
and that was the end of the episode. And he actually said this, my jaw dropped when he said this. I thought it was not nice, and it was the way the editors set it up. They obviously had Angelista back in the main villa chatting to, can't remember who, and like, oh, talking, and then him kissing Mika, and it was just really sad. But he said to Mika, he was like, I'm gonna stop prioritizing Angie's feelings.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my god, I don't know, it broke my heart for her.
Yeah.
Like, she's been through a tough journey already.
Yeah, you know? She has.
And she does deserve so much
but
better.
But then again, like, if he does feel, like, more suited to Mika, like, he should go for it in a way. But it's just, and, like, he has been respectful. It's just not nice because we do like Angelista.
Yeah, you know what it is? I think he has been respectful in getting to know Mika. I think it's just what I see of him when he's not with Angelista, and what things he says, and the kissing challenge and all of this. I'm like, he's just not it. Like,
so do you think he's playing a game?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I do, actually.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah.
Were you sad to see Opie leave?
No, he was fuming, wasn't he? He was fuming.
He's torn up. I know he's well gone, but I just wanted to bring him into the chat.
He 100% knew that someone was getting dumped because he kept
fighting his case. He might as well have been a producer.
Yeah, he kept fighting his case to be like, no, I don't think we're at the bottom. Even though, like, why do you care that much? Because you're not together. You're not. You know?
So he knew.
And he did say it. He was like, I knew it.
Yeah. But he didn't have to be such a fucking baby.
Look, I kind of, in a way, like, I was sad that he left for the entertainment purposes, because he was a bit entertaining, but...
No, I was glad he was gone.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and then Victoria couldn't care less. Couldn't care less.
Do you like Namibia? What do you think of her?
No, she's not a bit, really a big fan of her.
I don't think I know enough about her to gauge her.
Yeah.
Like... I do think, like, from watching the lads, I don't think any of them actually fancy her. I don't think there any of them, like, would see anything with her. Yeah. They're kind of like, what do they call her? Mibs? They're like, Mibs won't say anything. If you kiss her, she won't say anything. Like, that's horrible. Like, of course she will. And she did have the girls back and she said, oh, I did kiss Tommy. Yeah. Like, but I think they see her as, like, a good time.
Tommy. Another dirty Tommy. Dog.
I was coming to tell you. Yeah, you were. Good lad, yeah, you are.
Oh, he's an idiot, isn't he?
I'd love to get him.
Yeah, I know.
Wring his neck.
Yeah, no, he's like so icky. And again, when he first came in, I was like, oh yeah, this lad seems grand. No.
Do you think he looks like Sam Fender?
No.
Well, he sounds like him, but he looks like him.
He sounds like him. No, I don't think
if
he
can
looks
get
like
a little side by side of Tommy and Sam Fender, let us know. Lastly, I want to get your thoughts on Priya. Do you like her?
Priya.
She's currently with...
Samraj.
Even though, Aoife just reminded me, how did I forget this? They had a massive bust up.
Yeah, he called her embarrassing.
And she told him to fuck off.
Yeah, he wasn't nice to her. He called her embarrassing, which was not nice. And like, then the way he kept going, oh, she told me to fuck off. Because you called her embarrassing, you were leaving out that point. Like,
yeah, and I would have told you to fuck off as well.
But yeah, they obviously were getting to know each other at the very beginning. And then they kind of fizzled out. And then they had that little bust up and they're back now. To be honest with you, he has no interest, but there's nobody else there. He's after saying like, oh, he doesn't trust her.
He said something to Lorenzo, didn't he?
He doesn't like her ego, like all this stuff.
Yeah. But then it kind of makes me think that he's not playing a game because you obviously know there's cameras there. They're listening. They're picking this up. So
yeah, I just think, I honestly just think there's nobody else there for him at the moment. And he's just kind of.
But then why, I suppose, should he be trying then? Because then he kissed her in last night's episode, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
So it's like, you don't like her and she has a big ego, but then you're going to kiss her and you're going to try this just because there's no one else.
Yeah.
So is that a game player? Is it not a game player?
Yeah, kind of a little bit.
It's like, I don't know, what does he do?
Yeah.
But Priya, you like?
He wants to stay though.
They Fair all enough. Want to stay, like. Yeah.
Priya, I would say, I wouldn't say I dislike her, but I also don't like her. She's a bit messy.
She is messy. I am leaning towards not liking her.
She's kissed a lot of them now, hasn't she? And they've been getting to know a lot of them.
She is kissing a lot of people, and I just don't think she has. I just don't think she's a girl's girl. Yeah. Like the way she's going about things, it's a bit like, oh, girl. Like, it's hard to back you when you're doing those things.
Yeah.
Like, I think she likes the male validation.
Like, obviously, she's with Samraj now.
Yeah.
But she was also getting to know Lorenzo. But I think she does like Lorenzo. But
yeah, she likes
like,
him more.
He doesn't like her.
No.
So that's not her fault. Tommy, she obviously kissed and was getting to know as well.
Did she kiss him? No, she didn't kiss him.
Sorry. She didn't kiss him. Yeah. He asked.
Yeah, she was happy to get to know him.
Yeah. Yeah, so then Lorenzo, Tommy, Samraj.
Everyone.
Anyone else?
Well, she's getting to know Aiden now.
Yeah, Aiden as well.
Which is just so bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
Like, I would never put them together.
It's the same thing again. It's like, they're kind of like, right, that person's gone now. Who else is here that I could get to know?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's like, who can I try?
Yeah.
Who can I sample next?
Yeah.
I did see on the debrief with the three, the big three.
Oh, yes.
They had Robin and Opie on together, wasn't it? And they said, who should we, like, who's not nice, basically? Who are we, like, not really seeing the real side of? And she kind of hesitated and she said, Priya. She said she's not a girl's girl.
I think I saw that as well, or I saw a clip. I saw then something.
Then Opie said, yeah, even the lads don't like her. Obviously, she got all these low ratings in the kissing challenge.
I felt bad for her,
but I don't know.
Not nice. Yeah.
Like, I just don't get a good vibe from her.
Yeah,
and I think if you're not a girl's girl, she seems to be on her own quite a bit. And I know that that's not nice, but I think she's doing a lot of things to separate herself from the girls and like not having their back. I think it's going to be her downfall. You need to have the girls back.
Definitely.
Backs, should I
say? Someone I think needs a one-way ticket out of there is Sam. He needs to go.
Sam, I just don't know who they could bring in for him at this stage. Like who?
Oh my God.
And I've given up on Charlene Murphy. Like she can...
I was going to say, four new bombshells.
Not one of them, Charlene Murphy.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, I've kind of given up now. I have.
And sorry, we were talking about Sam there. What, you think that Charlene and Sam?
No, I was just like, that'd be kind of, you know, if there was anyone.
No.
Give me a bit of hope.
Not. Definitely not.
Your hopes for the next couple, for the next week, let's say.
Oh, let me think. Chidi, I was going to say, who's in there? Chidi and Finley are the new bombshells. And I was thinking for Angelista, Finley, maybe. I don't know. He's a bit like, I think Angelista needs like a real man. Not saying Finley's not, but like he's, I think he's like, has kind of a little baby face. He's really cute, like kind of thing. Chidi then... I don't know about Chidi. He said that he was in a 2-year situationship.
That's dodgy.
That's dodgy. Now, if there was an arrangement and like the girl was happy with that and all that, that's fine, whatever. But if it's a case of him not being able to commit and, you know, it was messy, then that's...
It's a big red flag.
Yeah, definitely. But I would like someone to come in for Angelista.
Do you think it's a case of they are definitely all coming back or they'll have to pick?
Oh, they are. They're all coming back.
Okay.
We saw in the coming up on tomorrow night, it shows them all coming back in.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. So it shows them all coming back in because I was thinking while I was watching the episode, or are they going to have to pick now to recouple or whatever? But no, they're all coming back in. But it said there'll be a recoupling then and that's when people...
Someone will get dumped.
We must mention as well, Hallie, who came in, is... Wes Brown's daughter. So he was a English footballer and played for Man United as well. So she's a bit of a nepo baby.
Okay.
That we call them. Yeah. So.
And are people going to like know who she is? Like that famous?
I'd say anybody that's into soccer would definitely know him. Yeah.
So, interesting.
But other than that, I suppose I know you'd like to see Jasmine and Lorenzo.
Oh, I want them. I want them to get married.
In the next episode. By the next episode.
And I think everyone sees it too. I think everyone but them is like, although they are like, are we getting back together? Yeah, probably. Yeah. Which is gas.
I know.
Everyone wants it to happen. Everyone is like, I know it's going to happen. And obviously Aiden is looking out for his brother. And he's like, that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, so he did say that yesterday.
I just hope Cav doesn't come back and he's like heartbroken.
I know.
But yeah,
it's a tough one because I do like, I like Jasmine with Cavan, but I also like her with Lorenzo. I like her with Lorenzo if he opens up a bit more.
Yeah, but I think he is growing. So there's potential there.
He's a grower, not a shower.
Okay, well, I think we have covered everything, every couple, all of the branches of the couples.
Oh my God, so many branches.
So many branches. We will have to see what happens in the next coming week and we will debrief again. And yeah, thank you so much for coming
thank
on the podcast.
So much. Look forward to next time.
Yes, we'll catch you on the next one. Bye.
Villa Breakfast.
I got a text.
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.